the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Good to be in church, isn't it? Are you glad to be in church tonight? Take a second, shake somebody's hand, tell them you're glad to see him in church tonight. What a privilege it is to get to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Guys, good to see all of you in church tonight. Appreciate you. God bless you. Play some more of it, Brother Harry. You guys play it. Jonathan, good to see you, buddy. God bless you. Good to see you, buddy. Appreciate you. Hallelujah. Hey, honey, it's good to see you. Brother Wes, good to see you. I love you too, buddy. Hey, Dawg, good to see you, honey. God bless you. It's good to see you. Love you, honey. God bless you. Love you guys. Good to see you. God bless you. Very good to see you. I want you to sing it just one more time, because it's what's going to happen. Well, we'll fall down. We'll lay our crown at the feet of Jesus. Amen. God bless you tonight. We're going to let you be seated. We've got several prayer requests we're going to let you know about tonight. Brother Al Stevens from New York sends this in to please pray for a neighbor's mother whose name is Paula, who needs a double lung transplant. So they're asking that we would remember that need tonight. We want to pray for Sister Ruby Blanken. She fell on ice last week, is very bruised up, pulled some muscles, sprained her ankle. Please remember her in prayer. So we certainly want to pray for that need tonight, Sister Ruby, that the Lord would just would be with her and let her have a speedy recovery. Brother Jerry Glenn's stepson passed away. I ask the church to remember that family in prayer, so let's remember those needs tonight. Sister Sue Miller, father passed away, and Sister Sue, her family's here in the service tonight, and just want to continue to pray for those folks that the Lord would comfort their hearts during this time. God's able to help them, and we just ask God to be with those folks. Here's a very urgent prayer request. Brother Fred Green sends this in for his grandson, Max Wolf. The Lord knows all about it. We just commit it unto the Lord. Here's a prayer request for Brother Dickinson, who used to attend this assembly until he got sick. He's in the Gray Nursing Home, room number 213. Would desire to see visitors. If you could take the time to go by and see Brother Dickinson, I certainly would appreciate it. I want to pray for the family who lost everything they had in a home fire yesterday in Fall Branch. And I believe there was one maybe down in Jonesboro, close to that vicinity too, that a couple of homes that was burned. And let's remember those folks during this time. I want to pray for a friend, Wanda Teague, who has liver cancer. Brother Jonathan Baker sends that in. Brother Baker says to please pray for his boss at work. His father has cancer, has been given a short time to live. His name is Brendan Kent, and he's the manager of Ingalls Supermarket there in Jonesboro. So let's pray for those needs. Also, Brother Baker says he wants us to remember his wife, Sister Christine, who's been real sick today with stomach problems, not able to eat. So let's pray for her. Brother Robert Marrero sends this in, says, Lord bless you, saints. I want to thank you all for your prayers and your kind words. I feel better, and I am able to minister at my church assembly. Thank you, and may God bless. Well, we praise the Lord for that, don't we? God letting him be back in the service with his church. Amen. Sister Joy Livingston sends this in to please pray for me. I am having side effects from one of the medications I am taking for my heart. It's affecting me with a lot of swelling in my feet and legs. They don't want to reduce the dosage because this medication is keeping my heart from overworking. I would really appreciate your prayers. God is a miracle worker, Sister Joy Livingston. So we just commit that need unto the Lord. Sister Jackie Williams says to please pray for her sister, Linda Turner. A car backed into her and fractured her pelvic bone. So we want to remember that need tonight. Andy Blevins, his family really needs the Lord to do something in their home. And if you just pray with us tonight on that behalf, we would certainly appreciate it. All the unspoken prayer requests tonight, if you have something you'd like for this assembly to pray about, Brother Terry, Sister Alice Horn, they're traveling tonight. Brother Terry, I think they had to attend a funeral in Roanoke, Virginia, that area. And they're asking that we would, their desire to be in the service, but they felt obligated to go to that viewing for that brother tonight. So let's pray for them, that family as well. We're serving a wonderful Savior, aren't we? Aren't you glad you're serving such a great God? He's totally awesome. You know that? He really is. He is just absolutely magnificent. I can't even find words to say how good He is. Don't you love Him? Is He the best thing that ever got a hold of your life? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's stand tonight, Brother West, come tonight. Lead us to the Lord. Let's just commit all these things unto God. We believe He's more than able tonight, don't we? Love you, buddy. Appreciate you. God bless you.
Let's pray. Father, I want to thank You for restoring Brother Marrero and Brother Louis back to their positions, Lord, and bringing back their health. And Lord, I know that we can thank You in advance for each one of these injuries and sicknesses, Lord, and these situations and losses, Lord, that the saints have suffered and we've put before You here tonight, Lord. We know that we can trust You above all things. We know, Lord, that we're one day closer now than we were yesterday to Your coming. Father, we're looking forward to hear what You have for us tonight. Lord, we need revelation. We need to be drawn closer. Lord, we come here, Lord, to be exposed to that refining fire. Lord, we want to go through it again tonight. Father, we ask that You pour out Your Spirit on our brother, Lord, as he comes and breaks the bread of life to us. As he comes and brings Your Word, Lord, I ask You to set him aside and fill him with the Holy Ghost power that can deliver and save souls and draw us closer to You and help us to mature in You. Help us to let Your life be seen through us more and more each day. Father, I thank You so much for this place where we can come and hear the truth, Lord. I thank You so much. It's so precious to me to know there are men of God with integrity, Lord, who love You and will not compromise and who will not back down and who will never give up, Lord. They just keep fighting and fighting and fighting, Lord. And we just praise Your name and thank You for this, Lord. Help us to hold it sacred in our hearts and not to ever lose the importance of it, Lord, and not to ever look at it like just drudgery, Lord, but come here with excitement and with wonder and with anticipation, looking forward to hear from You, Father. It's such a privilege and such an honor to be here and hear Your word as Your body, Lord. We're all gathered together here tonight, Lord, in love and fellowship, Lord, but most of all in worship, Lord. And we just turn this service over to You, and we ask You to just have Your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Wes. God bless you. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering You give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting tonight with us in the service, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming the service tonight, pray it'll be a blessing to those folks as well. Let me make these announcements real quickly tonight. There'll be a trustee meeting tonight after the service. Remember that. And we'll remind everyone, you probably saw it on the bulletin board, but we'll remind you that there will not be any service here next Wednesday, December the 25th. So remember that. And you have a Christmas card from Brother Donnie and Sister Carol over in the library. If you haven't picked those up yet, go by and get your Christmas card. It's something you'll just want to hold on to with all your heart. So go by there, the library, and pick those up if you haven't yet. And remember to do that. All right, let's sing a song tonight. It's sure good to be in church. You know that? I didn't get to be here last weekend. I was very sick. I streamed the services. I'm going to tell you, I thank the Lord for streaming, but it ain't like being here. I'll just say that. And if that's the best people can do, I know God sees that and He honors that. But The services were just awesome. I run out of Band-Aids. I was about to send Glenda to the store to get me some more Band-Aids. I was sitting in the den, and Brother Donnie just taking that sword, and I was wore out. But you know what? I needed every stripe I got. And I appreciate every licking I got. I appreciate the word of the Lord and what it means to us, don't you? Do you really appreciate it? Give Jesus one more hand clap of praise tonight. I'd rather have Jesus. Amen. Let's sing this song tonight. I'd rather have Jesus than anything in this whole world. Would you? Let's sing about it tonight. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have You, Jesus, houses or land. I'd rather be led by His nail pierced hand than to be the King of the vast domain, or be held in sin's great sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Say it, buddy. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful I'd rather have Jesus than world of fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the King of past glory, or be praise the Lord. We'll let you be seated tonight. We're going to have a couple of songs. Brother Richard Baker, I believe he has a song for us tonight. Brother Richard, if you come on. And then we've got a special, special guest with us here tonight. Brother Jewel Forney. And I told him he was without excuse to sing. Won't we have a time? And he agreed to do it. On one condition, that you would back him up, because I don't believe Sister Forney's here with him in the service tonight. So if you'll back him up, he said he would do it. So will you back him up? All right, let's enjoy our singers tonight. Give them a nice hand as they get ready to sing. Love you, baby. Appreciate you.
Y'all pray for me. I'm nervous as usual. And it's been a little while, so you all just remember some prayer up here. Gee. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Oh, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded it wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Oh, I saw the light. I saw that light. Darkness, no more than night. Now I'm so happy, sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and cares I claim for my own. And like that blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw that light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Oh, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Stand together. Well, after we saw the light, then we become the light. Since the word manifested is the light for the day. I mean, he's happy to be in the house of God tonight. So appreciate his blessings to us. I've still been rejoicing over the services this weekend. I'll tell you, my heart's just been feeding on the things of God, and God gave me a trophy. It wasn't a deer. It was a sermon, so. You enjoyed part of my trophy this weekend. Amen. Thank the Lord. Bill Jewell's going to come and speak it for us. Before he does, we're certainly glad to have Brother Jack Benton back in service with us tonight. Amen. The Lord's brought our brother a long way, and we're certainly thankful. And his arm is having a difficult time with his arm, but he said it's working down past his arm, and it's kind of down here at his hand, and so I'm back in the office. We're just going to keep believing the Lord. It's just going to keep going out. Amen. Amen. The Lord just totally restore him and bring the sensitivity back to his hand. And our God is awesome. Amen. I said He is awesome. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll tell you, I was studying on a mirror after I went home Sunday evening after church, and I started looking at some different things that Brother Branham said. And one of the first quotes, if you look at it in the message, that he mentions the word mirror, is when a woman comes up, she's holding a handkerchief over her face for prayer. And she was a Pentecostal preacher, actually. She said, I always believed if I could get in your prayer line, you'd pray for me, that God would move for me. She said, Sister, what's wrong? What is it? She pulled her handkerchief down, and cancer had eaten her nose off. Her nose was gone. But she had Brother Branham to pray for. And he said, then a little while after that, she started looking in the mirror. Said when she looked into the mirror, God had not only healed her, but God had growed a new nose back on her face. My view of that would be all those that are opposing the message and saying Brother Branham was so crazy and all this sort of thing, when their prayers start growing noses back, then we might listen to them. But until that happens, I think I'll stay where I am. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's sing together Amazing Grace, and we'll ask Brother Jewel to come. I know the Lord knows exactly what each of us have need of in the service tonight. So we'll just pull on the gift of God and just trust that God will just speak to us by His Word. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like you. Ladies and gentlemen, the black butterfly.
Praise the Lord. We need a metamorphosis. I can't tell you that. You say, well, I don't need a metamorphosis. You better look in the mirror. A few years ago, you might not need one, but we need one this day. So yeah, they asked me to sing a verse of that song, Won't It Be a Time? I normally sing it with my wife and my daughter, but since they're not here tonight, we're going to sing it anyway. Won't it be a time? Hallelujah. You know, I like what he said here, you know, we got a God, Son of Man that can pray, and God so on his faith that a nose can grow back. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. But God's Son, another man, called Jesus Christ. Not only your nose going to grow back, your whole body gonna grow back. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. Oh, yes, it is. I said, won't it be a time? trouble we done had, how you wanted me a time to say, I don't have to get sick no more. I don't have to go to the heart filler no more. I don't have to go to another filler. Hallelujah. I said, won't it be a time? Wrinkles in your hand, and you take the mirror of God's word, and you look at God's mirror, and all your hair back black. It ain't no more bald heads. It ain't no more teeth gone anymore. Honey, what a good time you're gonna have when you don't have to sweat anymore. I said, won't it be? If you got a revelation, you're going to be there. It's going to be a good time for you. It ain't only going to be a good time for me. Hallelujah. If you see your name in the book, hallelujah, it's your time. It's your time now, church. I said, won't it be time talking with the angels. I'm looking to see some of my loved ones do it. Hallelujah. I believe we're right at the time that the dead in Christ is going to rise. Hallelujah. Ain't going to be nothing going to stop that event from taking place. Hallelujah. Now that dead in Christ is going to rise. And we which are alive remain. Hallelujah. I'm ready for a new body. Hallelujah. How you know? I told him a while back I've been jumping. I used to jump all the time. I never walked down on this. I just jumped down over it. But I tell you what, I did some jumping a while back. And I jumped. And after I hit the floor, I knew right then I messed up. Yes, sir. As soon as I got home, I asked my wife, I said, you need to rub my back. I'm getting to be older now. I don't jump. I walk down and walk back up. Thank God. So we just good to be here this evening. I'm not, you know my style. They call me the helicopter preacher. So I have to live up to that. So we just thank God for Brother Dunn and give him the opportunity to be here. We trust we can say something in the word to encourage you in your walk with Christ. We know you're getting the message preached. So we just want to encourage you in the word of God this evening. So I just appreciate everyone. Keep my friend in prayer, Richard Douglas. The enemy done attacked his feet again. They're trying to take it. He would try to take it off if he could. But we know that God is a healer. Hallelujah. I done seen God do too much. You can tell me a lot of things about it. People can disagree with the message all they want to. But yeah, I done seen God do too much. Hallelujah. So we thank God for his grace. This evening I'm going to go right to the word of God. I'm going to read from the book of St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Revelation, the 6th chapter this evening. St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. And I'm going to read also from the book of Revelation, the 6th chapter. St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 21. And it reads like this. It says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. For many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye the work of iniquity. Revelation, the sixth chapter. Revelation, the sixth chapter, one verse from there, verse 8. And here John speaking here, he says, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him. And power was given unto him. The power was given unto them over the four parts of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. That's oh God, help me one more time. Not only to heal my body, but to heal my soul and spirit. Oh God, help me to get myself out of the way, Lord. I trust God that you take this service. Take my body, take my mind, and use it for your glory tonight. And I give you all my strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated one moment. Thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God this evening. I took from the scripture today where the Bible says here, many will come to me that day saying, Lord, Lord, have not we done this in your name? Lord, have not we done that in your name? And I will profess unto them, I never knew you. How did the day we begin to realize here, because everything we see that's done in the name of Jesus, how do we say, I know there got to be a man of God. How did, but the point of it is, any, a man that use his name, the power's not in the man, the power's in his name. Hallelujah. So when, in other words, so we can hear that people that got faith or drunk can believe and use his name, and people believe on his name, something gonna take place. Hallelujah. So we begin to realize here, so it's just people faith when they believe in something. Just look at the Beatles. Playing rock and roll music, and people got up and out of the wheelchair and got healed. Hallelujah. So if people put their faith in something, something take place. But here we are here today. So we begin to realize him. So we want to talk about Jesus' name. Hallelujah. About the power behind it. I want to use a scripture. I mean a title, excuse me. Falling from the position of power. You know that's what we want to talk about. Falling from the position of power. And as I was studying this scripture right here, I began to think about position and power. And I began to realize what carries position and power. And I thought about this day as I was thinking on the earth. I began to realize people recognize people's position by the title behind the name. Hallelujah. If I was a policeman, you would respect me because the title behind my name is what gives me power. Policeman. Right. Hallelujah. If I was the president of the United States, you would respect me only just because it ain't who I am. It's the power behind my name. Hallelujah. I said, praise be to God. I said, that be true. If you're the bride of Jesus Christ, people, the world got to look at respect. The power behind your name because you live in Christ for this age. We talk about name, the power behind name. And I'm going to deal with you. Who was the first person that lost position and power behind his name? You ever thought about that? First person that lost position that had power behind his name. And I looked at this as I was studying here, and I began to go in my mind. And I thought about here, the first person and the first time a name was ever changed was not changed on earth. There was an angel in heaven, and his name was called Lucifer. And because his name was called Lucifer, he had power and position behind that name. Hallelujah. So in the way I believe in there, he come in there. He was anointed cherubim. Hallelujah. He walked among the coals of fire. Hallelujah. He knew revelation, but he had power behind his name. But when he fell, hallelujah, when God moved him from his position, he took his name from him. Hallelujah. So we begin to go here and just look at this for a few minutes. I begin to think here, why did Lucifer lose his position? I said the power and the fight was against the wills. Hallelujah. There was two wills going on. There was the will of God and there was the will of Lucifer. And Lucifer Nineveh, he was wanted to take his will and push the will of God out of heaven, and he get the glory. So it started over the power. The fight and the war started with the will. You say, how you get that, Brother Jewel? And then look at here. I look here in Isaiah 12. And then Isaiah, the 12th chapter here. 14th chapter, let me see. Here, the 14th chapter, 12th verse. And you remember here? It was the will. Lucifer, first off, you say Lucifer was eternal. No, Lucifer could not be eternal, because if Lucifer was eternal, God could never kill himself. He would have been so equal with God. How can God destroy something that's so equal with him? So Lucifer could not be eternal. Hallelujah. So he had in the word, so if you read the book of Ezekiel, he has a, he was created in heaven. Okay, bring life. That wing got in the way. Praise God. Praise God. And if we go to the book of Isaiah, it says here, Isaiah 14:12, it says, "Had I fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, had I cut down to the ground, what did it weaken the nation? But I have said in the heart, I will. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High." And God moved in. "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the size of the pit." Honey, I am stripping you from your authority. Amen. I am stripping you from the name you call Lucifer. You would no longer be called Lucifer. So we find him in Revelation 12. Honey, find him in Revelation 12. He had fell from his name. Amen. Revelation 12 says here, "And there was war in heaven." Revelation 12 verse 7. "And there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon." What happened to Lucifer? Hallelujah. What happened to Lucifer? Hallelujah. That name, he began to fall. His name is fallen. He is given a name that cannot be saved under any circumstance. Hallelujah. God is bringing him down lower and lower and lower. Hallelujah. He called him dragon. What happened to the name Lucifer? He was stripped from his power. And he said here, and he fought against the dragon, and his, and the dragon fought against, and the dragon fought with his angels and prevailed not. Uh-oh. We don't want to hear that word. Cause we always want to use the excuse, wowsy, wowsy, woo. Well, the devil done it to me again. This ain't what it said in the word. It said the devil prevailed not. How did he prevail not? Neither were there place found for him anymore in heaven. That great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world, had been cast out into the earth, and his angel was cast out with him. And I heard a voice, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brother is cast down, which accused them before God, not our God, night and day. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They love not their life, even unto death." Hallelujah, there was something going on. Hallelujah, something going on. Hallelujah, the accuser ain't there anymore to bother us. Hallelujah, he's an accuser of the brother being cast out. Hallelujah, people here. No wonder John got excited in Revelation 5. He didn't have nobody to accuse him. Hallelujah, he says here, the 12 would say here, "Therefore rejoice, ye heaven, and ye that dwell in them." You're gonna get the sweat out of my eye. "Dwell in them, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. And to see. For the devil is cast down, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. So the devil know his time is running out. But if the devil lose, his time is running out. Hallelujah, the bride is getting ready to step back in eternity. Hallelujah, the battle is ours. Hallelujah, there ain't no time to be down in the valley. Hallelujah, it's a time for you to look up. It's time for you to be out of body change, and the devil know that. But I want you to notice this. Let me be a little slower tonight. I tell you, when you get older, when you're young, you just jump in the swim and walk. But when you get older, you have to learn. So I ain't going to beat the water too hard tonight. At least, so we begin to hear. Had you ever thought about this? Why in the book of Revelation, it speaks on names more than any other book? It's constantly named. Why when Brother Brandon opened the seals, the first thing he started talking about is names? How did the seventh seal call your name? And we didn't understand this, but we find out here it started out with names. So Brother Brandon goes here, the old seal book page 122, he said the members of the bride, their name was put in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. It has been sealed up, and now it has been revealed, and whose names were in there, and all about it. And then he goes to tell him, he said, everything heard him hollering and shouting because he saw his name. Then we go here, then he says here, he's talking about name now. He said, here, you said, we're looking for the last. Hallelujah, I got to go overseas to get the last soul. No, you might get the last soul tonight that need the Holy Ghost. How the last soul might not be in Africa. It might not be in Japan. It might be sitting right here tonight. Ain't never made a repentant. Hallelujah, God got to stay there until he call your name. He says here, point 26 of the old symbol. He said, therefore, as long as that name was... As long as there was one name that had never yet been declared in earth, Christ has to stay there to make intercession to take care of that name. But as soon as that final name has been sliced into the chloros or bleach, then the intercession day were over for that name. How did once you recognize this message? Once you recognize Christ and your atonement, and you accept the blood, it's over. Amen. The devil don't want to tell how this over. So we want to go here. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to take it, maybe look at it in a different way. Not dumb chain. I'm going to look at this name for a few minutes. Because we realize here, the name of Lucifer, it means the morning star. It means bright light. I named this. It was a name that carried authority behind it. How did something that we find here? His name was cursed. His name was chained. And he became down here. And he became a dragon. And he became the devil. And then we find him in Revelation 6. His name that sat on here, it shall be called death. That means eternally separated. There's no way to get back to God. Once God tagged death on you, it's over. So we begin to go here. So then we find out not only did he have a name change, he had a body change in the garden too. So he only had a name change. God changed his body from a beast, from an upright creature to a snake. Hallelujah, in other words. So we begin to look at these things take place in the scripture. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we find in Revelation. Revelation 2:17 is talking of a new name. Hallelujah. Revelation 13:1 is that saying the name was called the name of blasphemer. Revelation 17:5, it was called Misty Babbin the Great. How do we talking about names? Hallelujah, talking about names. So we talking about names. It got to be just more to it. Hallelujah, than just saying a name. Because realize here, God got your name written in heaven. Hallelujah, God got your name in heaven. Hallelujah, in other words, you got the name of God. Hallelujah, he sees you in heaven. Hallelujah, in other words, hallelujah, wants you to come to the Holy Ghost and been and adopted into the body of Christ. Hallelujah, God gives you a spiritual checkbook. Hallelujah, he put your name down there that ever devil in hell got to move back because my name. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and look at them. I begin to look at them. So we look at these names. It's something Jesus said to his disciples one time when he was with them. He said something, maybe they didn't understand it when he was talking at that moment. It happened to fall in St. Luke 10. So he was in St. Luke 10, and we noticed him with Jesus with his disciples. He told them, here they was, the power of God operating in their lives, healing the sick, casting out devils, all kind of things taking place. And they were excited about that. But here they came back to Jesus, and Jesus said unto them, Luke 10 verse 20, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not. Don't get happy over this. Don't get happy because you see devils leave. But in the word, he said, but he rejoice not that the spirits are accepted unto you. Hallelujah. Unto you. But rather rejoice because your name are written in heaven. Honey, your name is in heaven. A name that can never be erased from the mind of God. Rejoice not. But the thing of it was, when Jesus said this, wonder who understood it. See, it had to be a revelation. So it had to be a revelation. So we realize here. So you know what Jesus said. So if he said somewhere in the scripture, he gonna have to call their names. How do you remember here? That the book of the purple one. How did he tell you? He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I called him by name. How do so we realize here? It gonna have to be a calling so they can recognize their name. So we begin to go and look here. I begin to think on these things. Hallelujah, look at this real quick. I said, now he gonna call their name. I begin to realize here, I kind of got ahead of myself. Lucifer fell. And when I look for him, when he fall from heaven, that word fall means forsaken and removed. You ever thought about that? When a man begin to fall, he begin to forsake himself. Then sooner or later, he had to be removed. That's a sign of falling. And I was looking at these words and they were trying to get it. You know how you study and you're trying to get inspiration. I'm an inspiration preacher. I'm trying to get a lot. I wish I could just make that come together. Forsaken and removed. And when it just couldn't get it to click. And I was in there and all of a sudden it clicked on me. And I looked down, so praise be to God. He said, open it to Hebrews 10. Let us look at him. We're talking about falling. Hebrews 10. So he goes to Hebrews 10. We're talking, I want you to keep that word in your mind. Forsaken and removed. Hallelujah. In other words, you say, well, how will my name be erased off the book? When you are forsaken and removed. Today, he goes into Hebrews 10, and I want you to notice this real quick. Here he is in Hebrews 10, he's speaking in the 25th verse, and watch what he tell him. He goes back to the word forsaken, Hebrews 10 verse 25, and he says here, not forsaken. Uh-oh. Amen. Oh, praise God, I'm glad. See, that's when you got wisdom. Brother Dunny did not get that gray hair for no reason. Praise God, I like this. Not forsaken to send myself together as the matter who? Uh-oh. Some. There are some that still have been forsaken and finally they will be removed from the book. Hallelujah. It is forsaken. The matter is some. But exalting one another so much and more as we see the day of what? The next verse. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the what? Of the what? Truth. And the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more what? Sacrifice. For what? Sin. What is God knowledge for truth? Is a prophet. Hallelujah. Amos 3 and 7 is God knowledge. Right. You didn't know the word until Amos 3 and 7 come. That's why you find him standing at the door at the porter. Right. You got to have a porter to get into the wind. I don't care if you say, well, I can get into this wedding by tape ministry. No, you would not be here because you're trying to come in some other way. You got to have a God with skin on. Hallelujah. If your revelation ain't got skin on, you done missed the coming of Christ. Hallelujah. So he says here, he's acknowledged. That is God's gift. Amen. That's how we know where we stand. Amen. He do not tie that scripture with a supernatural like God floating out here like he did. He put this scripture right here in the body. The next verse. The next verse says, But a sorrowful, fearful, looking for the judgment and a fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. Then the next verse. He that despises who? Hallelujah. Why did that? Because Moses became the knowledge to that age. And to receive a prophet, you must receive him in the name of a prophet. Hallelujah. In other words, it would have forsaken to get away from not receive a prophet and receive his name. Hallelujah. You will be forsaken and removed. He said, he that despised the Moses of the law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. So we begin to hear. So now we find here, you got to have a God with skin on it. A prophet to this day become God knowledge. Not the man worshiping as God, but the word to this day became God knowledge. Now, don't be disappointed because you see everybody falling away. Don't let that shake you because your name is already in the book. How did that mean? God got you sealed away. In other words, God ain't going to lose the one of his own. Hallelujah. In other words, and he's not going to tag you with death. But I'm going to deal with this here. Because we hear this used in the message. A lot of times we hear the scripture used. People quote this right here. They'll quote it. They'll say, the seventh seal call your name. And you know, a lot of times it become a theory of just a saying. Hallelujah, the seventh seal call my name. How you know it? How you know it call your name? Hallelujah. You say, well, it called my name and I quit going to church. Well, that ain't the seal to call your name. A demon might have called you, but it wasn't the seals. Because if it had been the seal to call your name, you couldn't wait till the door was open, he said. Hallelujah. Here we are. I thought I'd throw that in. But here we is. So we must be able to look in the scripture. And we talk in that name and identify Christ calling their names. You said that ain't in the scripture. Oh, yes, he did call their names. Let us go to St. John 6. St. John, the 6th chapter. I'm going to read a couple of verses. I'm going to kind of skip down to save time. I just want you to look at this. You said, Brother Joy, I need to just take a look at it for a while. Hallelujah. So St. John, the 6th chapter here. I want you to notice this. He's going to call their names. He began to call their name. I want you to notice what he tell them here. When he come here, they was identifying themselves under a name. They every time Jesus come to them, they had somebody named the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Abraham be our father. Hallelujah. We be Abraham. We be your Moses. Hallelujah. So here goes Jesus standing here. I want you to notice what Jesus said. Remember that once he give you a name that cannot be accepted under any circumstance. Hallelujah. I want you to notice here. See, Jesus is calling us by name. So he goes to here. He comes to the disciples and he's talking to them. And first thing he says, our Father, 31st verse, our Father did eat manna in the desert. And it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. And then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven. And for the bread, he said, for the bread of God is he which coming down from heaven and give his life unto the world. So he tell you, here they was standing here saying, how did Moses gave it there? Why they was not quoting Joshua? Why were they quoting bread? They should have been quoting cold corn. But they didn't never go across. They stayed back there. And then what would have happened to this day? How do we wait until Moses return? How do I let you know how that God is already here now? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not waiting for a corporal body like that to come back and bring more revelation. God have already come back. Hallelujah. Under a fivefold ministry and taking the word of God and bringing it down to the people. So he goes and says here. Now I want you to know here. Let me look at this next verse here. Jesus began to explain this. Now, here's what they're saying. We had manna in the wilderness. Hallelujah. We was under Moses revival. But I want you to let you know, Moses revival didn't go all, it didn't go across. Joshua carried him over into the other promised land and positionally placed him. They never mentioned Joshua. Hallelujah. And the people, they had an experience with the Holy Ghost. All they can do is look back in the past to something that already went by. They can't see God today. But I want to let you know Jesus Christ is just as powerful. And he was back then, he is right now. You gotta believe he's the one God ain't. Where is God today? What'd you say? You got the Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm looking at him. Hey, I'm looking at it. Hey, what God did today. He said, I'll be with you. In you. To the end of the world. So he's here right now. When you come to check with the Holy Ghost, it's God. He have no feet but yours. He have no eyes but your eyes. When I see you, I see God in bride form. Hallelujah, he's here now. Jesus saying here, the 48th verse, I'm jumping down. Jesus began to deal with this here. I want you to notice what he's going to have to call their names. He said, I am the bread of life. Your father did eat what? In the what? And all what? They got another name. That was not called Moses. That was called death. Your father had manna in the wilderness and they are dead. What was he telling them? They are eternally separated from God. They did not go all the way. They did not go all the way with the word and people stopping today. You'll see where we are in a minute. Hallelujah. They said, brother, you, anyway, it's time to nail these demons. They're raising up here. They're trying to discourage, fight the mess. It's time to nail these demons. Hallelujah. It's time to play now. It's time to go to war and stand for the word of God now. He said, they're dead. Watch out. Go here and say, this is the bread which come down from heaven. He said, this is the bread which come down from heaven that a man may eat. Therefore, and not what? And well, you can't die with this bread. Hallelujah, you can't die with this bread. Hallelujah, so he goes on to say, let me keep up here where my next verse is the 50. Let me have the 51st verse and I'll move on. And he said, this is the bread which come down from heaven and that a man may eat thereof and die not. The next verse. I am the what? Which come down from where? If any man do what? Eat this bread, he shall live for what? Not hand and the bread that I will give is my life, is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. So he said, I am that bread, and the bread I give is my life. If I get his life on the inside, hallelujah, you're going to reflect something on the outside too. So now, I want you to notice what takes place. When Jesus began to say these things, it caused some questions. That's why in the 57, the next verse says here, he said, the Jews, they hear the same. In other words, remember the sheep can hear his voice. So if you notice, he's calling them by name now. He is going to identify the sheep from the goats here. So he said here, and the Jews that were stoned among themselves saying, who can hear this? Who can hear this man? Wait a minute, let me get this right out of my eye. Excuse me, let me just stir here. Therefore, in the stone among themselves said, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Next verse. Then Jesus said unto them, he know what he was dealing with. Because he know that, and they were, here they were, they said, who can hear it? Why they was identifying with ear? Because they knew, Jesus knew that they wouldn't be able to hear this because the serpent ain't got ears. So when he was calling them, he knew that they would not be able to respond to the word for that day. Amen. And then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man eat what? And flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his what? Ye have no what in you. The next verse. Then he said, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinking my blood has eternal life. And I will. Now the will is coming back. If you notice here, he's restoring the will back. He let him know, I will. The hell of the devil trying to get you his will. But God said, this is the will. Thy will be done. That means keep his name holy. Hallelujah. Thy will, let's keep his name holy. I will. I will raise him up at the last day. The next verse. For my flesh is meat indeed. And my blood is drinking thee. Next verse. I'm going to go all the way down to maybe 60 something. And he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in what? As the Father live and has sent me, I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread. If you notice here, he do not move the plague of death. Once he declares death on something, it's dead. Hallelujah. So once he called it death, that means they was fallen. That name changed. That might have been called Moses' night. But right here, they called death. He says here, he said, this is the bread come down from heaven. From down from heaven. Not as your father did eat manna and all what? He would not move that plague from them. Because once he said they were dead, they were dead. Hallelujah. Because they had what brought them unto death? Because they reject the word, right? The present day word. They had enough, but when the word comes, you cannot reject the word. He said they are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Next verse. He said, these things I say, these things said he in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. And many therefore of the disciples, when they heard this, saying, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Hallelujah. I tell you what service he gave. I tell you, service, he can't hear the word. Hallelujah. So he goes on and says here, and the next verse says here, and when Jesus knew, now, Jesus was not, he was not deceived that these people were following his revival. And he knew that they weren't going to go all the way with the word. Just like today, we done had a big multitude come out in this message. They've been hollering and shouting, I believe Brother Brandon a prophet, but it's going to come a time that the shuck got to pull away. Don't be disturbed. What's going on now? It's time for the shuck to pull away. They were not going to rapture, so they got to pull away. And say, the Bible said, and when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples vomit at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Let hold that right there. Don't move that right now. Because you can't run a son of God off. Amen. I don't care how hard you preach the word. You will not make a son of God lead the church because you preach the word hard. I mean, there's something about a son of God. You can say what you want to say, but he loves God so much. Whatever you say, I'm willing to let it cut me, burn me, whatever it takes. Lord, let me be cut. Let me be found in your word. Amen. You can't run them off. We know that'd be the truth. If that wasn't the truth, I guarantee you, if you didn't love the word, what I done hear been preaching the last few times I heard it, he'll be having church in his office. Somebody had to love the word. Here go a woman that loved the word. Came to Jesus. You cannot offend the seed of God. She came to Jesus needing something. She approached him with the wrong title for the first thing because she was a Gentile. Thy son of David. The disciples didn't want this woman in church. They was already telling Jesus, you need to get rid of her. You need to get rid of this woman. She called me, come on, get rid of her. So Jesus, all right, I'll get rid of her. So she come to him, she called the son of David. Jesus turned around and looked at her. He said, the bread is for the children, not you dogs. Now, it's a lot different from my day in that day. In that day, to call somebody a dog, you were putting them real low. This day, it become a word that's used, especially in the black race. You know, you see, I see my homeboy, Joe, know what I'm talking about. They see me every now and then. They say, what's up, dog? You know what I'm talking about, Joe? You know, you see him every now and then. Hey, what's up, dog? Everybody like that. But in the Bible day, if somebody call you a dog, you be like to get in a fist fight. Hallelujah. You always calling a man a dog. And this day, you know, we a brother approach of a dog. As long as you call me a big dog. Yeah, we don't mind you call your big dog. You ain't. But in that day, he called her a dog. But she was not offended. Honey, you can't run me out of this church. I saw my name now. I come to get what I come to get. I don't care what it takes. When I leave here, I know I got it. She said, Lord, I might be a dog. I better approach you being a dog. But I want to let you know something. Lord, now she called him Lord. Now he can't refuse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is my shepherd. I said, I will. Lord, he turned around looking at her. The dog. dog in the crowd that fall from the master table. It moved God. He says, what if you see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? Next verse. It is the what? See what it is today. People think they're going to get this revelation by getting a bunch of books, studying. That's all. You're going to get this revelation by the spiritual revelation that you can hear the word. If you can understand the word, it's not by your own human ability. It's because you got a Holy Ghost in you, which is called a teacher. And every time the word is preached, God come back in your soul realm and begin to interpret what's been said to your heart. In the end of the spirit, the quicken. The flesh profit none. Too bad. Wonder what none means. The flesh profit none. You know, we still think this thing gonna get something. But you might, now they got all kinds of things to make this flesh feel like it's something. And you don't have to be gray headed no more. You can fix yourself up. Even I've been tempted to get a plug. But what good is it going to do? It ain't going to profit me nothing. Hallelujah. It profit, he said, the flesh profit nothing. But the word that I speak unto you, they are what? And they are life. Now he goes on in here. Now he's getting ready. I'm getting ready to separate y'all. I'm getting ready to call names now. You've been around this mess of saying you believe it a long time. I done gave 70 of you the power to do this. I'm going to call your name now. But there were some of you that believed not. And Jesus knew who they were. And Jesus knew from the beginning who they were. That's believe not. And who shall do what? You notice that he was not deceived. So he letting them come all the way up. They thinking they can sneak it in here. Satan don't think he's recognized. Hallelujah. He's very religious, but you cannot deceive the word. That's why it took the seventh seal to be opened to show the Antichrist spirit, because we could not discern it with our own human ability. It's too religious. The spirit is so religious that you would not be able to detect it. But with the Holy Ghost in this hand, it would show light. It exposed that darkness. Now go to the next verse says, and he said, therefore I say unto you, that what? No what? I don't care what you got, no man. Hallelujah. No man coming unto me except it was given unto him of my who? Now we find her. Happened to be the mark of the beast shows up. The mark of the beast shows up. 366. The name get ready to be removed from the book. From that time, many of his disciples did what? And walked no what? With who? Now let me tell you, it didn't say they quit going to church. It don't say that they quit going to church. It don't say they start smoking pot, going back running women. It said they didn't walk no more with him. In a way, they tried to find another method. They begin to turn away from the truth and go back to some religious organization, which is the name of blaspheming, and identify themselves with the mark of the beast. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus ain't through with this thing yet. Because he still got some scragglers hanging on. And then Jesus said that to them. I said unto the 12, will you also go? Watch this chief speaker. He didn't understand neither, but it was something in his heart. I'm looking at the word. Your word done been in my heart. I don't care what they, I might can't explain everything, but I know God's word is real. I don't come to church just to know theory. I come to church because I know the word is real. Simon Peter, I don't understand it, but I know one thing, this word is real. And every time I hear it preached, it burns something in my heart. Then Simon Peter answered and said, Simon Peter answered unto him, Lord, well, look where his anger was. His anchor was not in the miracles that they were rejoicing over. His anchor was in the word. He said, Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, whom shall we go that has the words of what? So he was not looking at miracles. He was looking at the word. If you notice the difference between Peter approaching Jesus and Nicodemus. Nicodemus met Jesus. And when he come to Jesus, you know how he approached him? He come to him by night. And he was wanting to give him praise for all these wonderful miracles that God was giving him. He was praising Jesus for the miracles. Praise the Lord. When you get somebody to praise, they done something. How you brought you? I see the miracles you done. But it didn't move Jesus. Lord, no man could do these miracles except God be with him. That was a great compliment. Jesus said, not even, he didn't even acknowledge that. Because you know Jesus, here he was praising Jesus for the miracle when he should have been thanking him and worshiping him for the word. So it's a lot different between praise and worship. Hallelujah. A lot of people didn't want praise. I seen a miracle and I pray. But what about the word? Jesus ain't won't pray. He won't worship. The true worship will worship him in spirit and in truth. I want the word. So he says right here. Now watch out, Peter. This is the chief spoken. He's speaking. He really anointed. He don't realize he got this inspiration on it. Watch how he declares it. And we believe. Lord. They won't speak for themselves. I'll speak for all of them. I'm going to tell you what. You know, Peter was being a man like that. He said, I'm just going to put my blessing over everybody. Hallelujah. He said, we believe and are sure that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. So Peter is blessing all of them. The next verse. Jesus says, You can't bless what Jesus done cursed. Jesus would not let Peter bless the devil. That's why immediately when Peter put his blessing on, Jesus, hold it. No, buddy, I'm going to let you know you ain't blessing one of them is the devil. Hallelujah. So then Jesus answered him and said, have not I chosen you 12? Why made him speak? Because Peter been the chief spokesman, is blessing them. We believe. Jesus said, oh, no, you're not blessing that serpent seed. No, you ain't putting a blessing on that serpent seed. Jesus answered real quick. Jesus said, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a what? A name that cannot be redeemed. Jesus would not let a serpent be blessed. You said, why didn't Judas be blessed? Because his name, it was already identified as his nature. The Bible calls him the son of perdition. He came from hell, he's going back to hell. That name that he had on his life, God would not permit Peter to bless it. And in other words, he had to show his color. He went all the way up and played church, but he did not go to Pentecost because he was a devil. If he would have made it to Pentecost, he would have got the Holy Ghost. What do you think now? All of a sudden it's coming falling away. Because it's time for the rapture. It's time for the full redemption of the body. And those that make believe it have been hanging on, they got to show their color before we get the body change. Hallelujah. So before our body change, we find the people coming out of the clothing. I don't believe this message. What did you say? What caused that, Judas? It's a manifestation of the same spirit, but back there. So we begin to look here. We begin to see all these things taking place here. And don't do it. I want you not to be troubled. I don't want you to be troubled over these things. What's going on around you? Because these things got to happen now. We done had it. We done had churches. We done had men that been in this thing for years for political reasons. Not for the word. Not for the word for political reasons. But they cannot go and get the body changed. Because the adoption of the bride is a new body, and the devil ain't gonna get that. He tried to get him a body. He wanted him a body. He got one, the servant. Yeah, I told him, I said, I said, you know, the devil wanted to produce it and come into the human race. And you remember, I want you to know that, you know, Satan couldn't create. If he would create, him and God would be the same. So Satan couldn't create. So all he could do is look down in the garden and see the big, handsome, strong looking animal between man and chimpanzee. Satan says, he goes back and he looks in the scripture. God says every seed bring forth after his kind. He looked. That's a law. Satan knows the law. That's why Satan can pay tithes and be blessed. I mean, you know, he knows the laws of God. If I do this, God gonna bless me. How if I pray in the name of Jesus, the demon gonna leave? He know no law. It's not that he got the power, but the law of God here in my name. Hallelujah. So in other words, so Satan said, I can use this law. This thing is between beast and man, but it don't have a soul. If I could just only get in this thing, I could use this thing to get into the human race. So now he walks right into this beast. All of a sudden, this beast here, apart from human instrumentality, he had nothing to do with human being. This beast was not a human. It didn't have a soul. But Eve did. Hallelujah, Eve had a soul. And if I could get this seed right here, that thing to come out, gonna be a man. So what Brother Ben said was half man, half beast. Hallelujah, what he did, he wanted to worship. Hallelujah, he wanted to worship. Why? Because he had a soul. But the point of it was, hallelujah, the point of it was, he could not hear the voice of God for his head. When God told him and spoke direct to him, he could not respond to the voice, but able by revelation. He heard the voice. And he offered the right sacrifice. So the devil came that way. God didn't use human instrumentality. What did he use? The spoken word. Hallelujah. And when Mary didn't know no man, and he came here, the supernatural became flesh, and the flesh is becoming supernatural. That is the mystery of Christ. Hallelujah. Shall we begin to look here? Shall I begin to look on here? I'm getting ready to parachute. Don't get nervous. Now, I know people get to think, wonder how long he gonna go tonight. Nah, don't get nervous. So we begin to look here. So I want you to notice here. So we living in this age right here. We got to realize the supernatural. We got to realize here that God, if your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, it would never be removed. It would never be removed. See, that has been this great mystery out there. So Brother Ben goes and he brings us out and makes it clear. If your name is there, it would never be removed. Now, if a name been removed, it was never there. So it was there in the Book of Life, but it didn't go all the way. God took it off. Make sure that you know where you stand in this age. So he goes in here and he takes the church head book and he said, and he began to deal with two groups of people. He said, that will also show that the church head book 266 and 267, he said, that showed there is two groups of people whose name have been placed on the record book before the foundation of the world, not under any circumstance, have those names removed. He said, well, I can do what I want to do. It don't matter then. If I go out and drink and smoke, hallelujah, run around with women, my name ain't going to be removed because I'm on the record book. Yeah, you on the record book, but you're going the wrong direction. You playing the record the wrong way. Hallelujah, so it is. Anyway, if you on the record book, that means that if your name is predestinated by God, that means that you are predestinated to be conformed into the image of the living God. Hallelujah, it's something on the inside of you. The desire of the world to start leaving. The desire of the world to start leaving you. You don't try to make it happen. Once that seed begins to grow, it's going to happen. Hallelujah, so it goes and says here. And then he said, those names never be removed. But also there's another group whose name was on that record book before the foundation of the world. The world will that have their name removed. Then he used Judas Iscariot on page 272 of the church book. Judas' name was there. He shared the mystery. All this, then God finally cast him away. We look at him, we finally hear people. I'm gonna deal with a few minutes before I close. What you mean? I'm saying a name that can't be removed. You know the sinner. God got men that had bad reputations. He had men. Look at this. Look at Abraham. Hallelujah. He had a man with a bad reputation. You know, if people would have been, Abraham would have been this day. I guarantee you, Abraham wouldn't have been in many churches. Nobody wouldn't have probably let him preach. Because they're going to find out they had a baby by Hagar while he was married to Sarah. I'm guaranteeing you're going to be some notes coming to Brother Dunn. I ain't sitting there listening to him. I don't care who they call him, father, faith, whatever. He had that baby. I know that's his baby. The boy looked just like him. No doubt he did. He might look just like him. But I'm going to tell you one thing. He didn't look like Abraham. He might have looked like Abraham. He might have looked like Abram, but he didn't look like Abraham. Because God had another picture in the back part of his mind. Hallelujah. And when he looked at Ishmael, he did not look like Abraham. He looked like Abram. But before God could give him a change of body, he changed his name. Never even counted Ishmael over your only begotten son, Abraham. What about Ishmael? I don't know what happened to him. He wouldn't count it with Abraham. Hallelujah. In other words, God never blessed him with all these promises. God never blessed him when he did either your only begotten son. Why? Because God did not look at Abraham. He looked at Abraham. He gave his new name to him. Look at Peter. You know, man, Peter really was not no real good example. When you look at Peter's life, the guy was really fast on the trigger. Walking with Jesus, I got your back, homeboy. You let something go down. Man come up and down. Jesus said, what's wrong with you, man? What you gonna do, get everybody killed? You cut that man ear off, you will cause a big problem. Now, I don't know what this man, he might have went there and said, see where he cut my hair off? Showing the show. And I imagine they said, man, you need to take a vacation. Because Jesus didn't leave a scar. So he goes on and said, Peter had all these things he did. He did so many things. He was swimming naked. Peter was some spiritual, highly revelated man with his tongue. Here he is. Peter was a street guy. And you want somebody to go kill you, you start messing around with Peter. That's why when Jesus told when Peter told Jesus, I will not deny you, that was not just talk. He meant it. Jesus knew he meant it. And Jesus knew, if I don't stop this, there's going to be some problems. Jesus said, I hate to do you like this, son, but I'm going to have to stop your attitude. Peter, before the cock crow three times, you're going to deny me. You know what Peter thinks? No way. I ain't scared. But he had to deny him. Because when the word tell you going to do something, I don't care what you think about it, it's going to come the way that he said it. Hallelujah. Peter could not help himself. But I'm going to let you know something. God had a purpose for Peter. You say, well, look what all Peter did. Peter didn't do that. Peter didn't do that. Simon did that. Jesus finally said, who the man say that I am? Hell, thou the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Up on this rock, I'll build my church. Thy name will be called Peter. You remember the scripture? Hey, I call you Peter, little stone. What he did? He pulled his name from the back part of his mind. Peter never did it in the first place. Now, he said, Peter, I done gave you a new name, and the church is going to be built up on this revelation. And I'm going to give you the keys to my house, son. If I give you the keys, that means I can't even take them back. Put this back on. You're going to have to get them out. What's up, buddy? He messed around driving Chevrolet. He wouldn't know how that. But here he is. But he gave Peter the keys to his kingdom. And when he gave Peter the keys to his kingdom, if Peter don't make it, when Jesus raised, he going to be able to get in. So God knew that Peter's name was on the book. Hallelujah. I call you Peter, little stone, and the gates of hell shall not be able. And you got the keys to the kingdom of heaven, Peter. I'm entrusting you with it, Peter. What he was looking at, he was not looking at his old life. He was looking at his new name. God's not looking at you. He's looking at where you come from. I want you to notice this here. Look at Paul. Paul should have went to hell. He should have went to hell. What he done? And if you know, we would have been the jury. He'd been frying today. He killed Stephen. No. Wait till I get to, I can't wait to get on the jury stand. But see, God would let Paul go to hell. See, God, and it was so what God had to do it. Because he was condemned under Saul, not Paul. So when the angel of the Lord come down, he called him, not Saul. He gave him a name, Paul. Paul never did it in the first place. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul, he called him the son of thunder. Oh, people, that what God doing here? We was all messed up. You know, we all try to live good. We all, some of you live better than us. Some was raised in the message, some wouldn't. Maybe the ones that been raised in the message, they can look at the one that never wasn't raised in the message and say, well, I was raised in my message. I didn't do that. I didn't do this and I didn't do that. But the point of it was, you was born the same way I was born. Yes, sir. In other words, we wanted to hold this Levitical thing. Everybody thought, if I go, when I first come in the message, everybody, you gotta be real. I said, you do? Well, I didn't know how to act. I'm just me. This is what you see, what you get. You know, I didn't know how that. I said, man, I can't do that. Hey, man, you got to be real, Brother Brandon. Man, come on. But see, Jesus knew that we was going to have a lot of shortcomings. He said, well, I'm perfect. Was your granddaddy perfect? Was your granddaddy before that granddaddy was perfect? We don't want to get down into genealogy. We start going down in genealogy, me and you might be first cousins. So we don't want to start the genealogy thing. So we all done, we know, we don't, we got things in our past that we wouldn't want nobody to know. Because we're going to follow Levitical priesthood. You got to have a perfect. He knew we was all messed up, so he had to raise up another priesthood. How do you have to give it another name? He called it after the order of Melchizedek. A priesthood that's born after the order of Judah. How do people, we had to have another priesthood. That's why we are made perfect today. Not by law, but by grace. Thank God for that grace. My last few comments, and I'm going to parachute now. People, I'm just saying this here. You know, I told myself the other day, I say, we look here, we say, you know, Adam done this and Adam did that. Adam might have done a lot of things, but God didn't change his name. You ever thought about that? God never changed Adam's name. Adam failed, Adam, we done. But you know the point of it is, Adam never failed. Adam never failed. Hallelujah. In other words, I said, Adam never failed. You know, Timothy Taylor at Timothy 2, 13 and 14, verses 13 and 14, say Adam was formed in Eden. Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Hallelujah. Did it go to here and say, and Adam, what did he do? When she failed, your name wasn't called Adam no more. Adam said, your name called Eve. Hallelujah. You're the mother of all living. The problem Adam did, he shouldn't have never took her back in that condition. And then he took her sin. Just like God here. How did Christ come down? How did we was all in this fallen condition? How did he never done no sin? But he took the sins of this world upon himself. And I'm going to give you a name above every name. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The bride is saved under that name. I want to tell you people. There's a lot here. Just a more of a Sunday morning service. But a type of message. But I just want you to understand. I thank God for the name he gave us. You say, well, you know, I know what you've been saying for a long time. Hallelujah. And I've been saying it. But when we really look at it, we call ourselves bride. But I want to let you understand something. When he looked in when he looked at Christ, the mystery of God revealed, and he saw the bride was sealed, her womb was closed. She cannot commit adultery. Somebody had to get pregnant. And my daughter better not be pregnant on the bride.
Come on now.
That's all right. You know, when they get engaged, the boy come to the house. You know how everybody know? You go through this engagement process. That's his bride to be. That's her future. They're going to be her groom. But when he first come to your house, I'm closing with this. He do not just come walking in your house.
Amen.
He got to come to the door. And he got to. You're going to go to the door and you say, how you do, young man? He said, can I see your daughter? He said, yes, sir. And the daddy looking at him. And he'll hand the daughter some roses. And she just almost fall out. Under those gifts, she just get tore up. Whoa! He going to be giving me gifts. And if he's real smart, he get a mama one. Because he better get the mama on his side because the daddy going to have a problem with you. The daddy going to be thinking, man, I done this when I was out there. So he goes in there, he comes in, and the daddy going to say, y'all going to sit in the living room. And he goes, he sat down in the living room, him and that girl just sat in there, and you just hear some of the stupidest laughing. And you'd be thinking, goodness, I'd be glad this guy go. He bore me. But anyway, they sat in the living room. They just started. And then if he finds favor with the daddy, the daddy said, would you like to eat with us? Oh, man, that would have been waiting on. He goes in that kitchen. He shows out. Eating in that hall like he. And all of a sudden, as he get through that. But there's one room in the house. Under that title, he cannot go. It's the bedroom. Purpose is a three-room house. Under the name of Bride, you cannot go in the bedroom. Hallelujah. He can sit there. I better not catch him going in my bedroom. There'll be some kind of fight in there. He don't go in my bedroom. He don't go in no bedroom. He could go in the kitchen and the living room. And after, but see, then he sat there, and then, you know, they begin to know he fellowship. He write letters to her. All that's done under Bride. She get all kind of gifts under Bride. That's why they be thinking, boy, this is going to be happily ever after. You better, this ain't the world turn, and this ain't the guy in light. Not on this book, buddy. Yeah, it will be. It's going to be happy, but you're going to have to work to make it stay that way. Hallelujah. You think you ain't going to put nothing in it? If you're going to be happy, by the time you get four or five of those little sitting around the table, you going to open your hamburger and everybody looking at you? Y'all. I guarantee you, see, but see the point of it, they don't paint this picture. But under that title there, there's a lot of excitement under Bride. My girls got letters. They almost went out of the head just with a stupid letter. I see them walking through the house. I picked up one of them letters. I got sick in the stomach. I'm thinking, ew, God. Why are they excited over this? It didn't even spell right. But you can't tell them nothing when they're going through this stage right here. A road, under that name, just Bride, they get all tore up. What's going to happen when they come under the name of wife? All right, hallelujah. Yeah, in other words, hey, a bride is not even half of the revelation of it. We are. Hallelujah. So, you know, even that. But I love it. It's a good time to enjoy your courtship under Bride. Because under your bride, you have the impression you carry her out to dinner. And she eat two french fries. And you're going to say, Daddy, she don't even hardly eat nothing at all. She's going to be easy to feed. When she become wife, ask the brothers. Your grocery bill going to go from french fries to a whole pack of potatoes. I've been leaving that alone, though. I ain't going to get in trouble. But here we is. But one day, they're going to say, do you take her? And he goes, I do. And that preacher going to stand up. Her name might be called, that daughter name for under Bride. Her name will stay. What's your name? My name is Sister Reagan. Okay. But one day, that name ain't gonna be dropped. She's going to receive a new name. Hallelujah. Once she receive a new name, under that name right there, no longer does she have to say, Daddy, let me go here. Daddy, let me do this. She on a different headship. I come in here, and one day when God is saying, when he said, I don't no longer call you church, I call you wife. The wife that made herself ready, it's over with, church. I will not lose this wife. And the musicians come tonight. God ain't gonna lose his wife. But the point of it is today, he told you, he said, when she recognized who she is, when she recognized who she is, the rapture will take place. Hallelujah, I'm not married to him. Hallelujah, I'm not in the courtship stage. I'm married. Hallelujah, I'm married. And if I'm married, that means I'm sealed in the Holy Ghost. The wound is sealed and the devil cannot get in. The devil don't, in my mind, the devil trying to tell her that this message ain't true. The people that getting another seed in their mind, they never got pregnant. He wouldn't pregnant them because they never got married. Hallelujah. So that's why we got today. People get on the internet and in other words, and all this foolishness going on. And these Judas Iscariot is raising up, turning people from the message. Hallelujah. Prophesied under the scripture of Timothy 3, that many shall depart from the faith. Amen. Giving heed to seducing spirits. Yes, sir. People will live in an age. peoples is showing who they really is. This pyramid is getting narrow and narrow and narrow. Just make sure your mind is sealed. They said, Brother Jewel, how do you know it's true? I'm not knowing it's true from here. I know it's true from here. Don't tell me that the power of God is not moving in this age. Hallelujah. You say, what blinded the people? What blinded the people? The people were looking at the veil instead of the revelation that the veil had in him. Once he went off the scene, the revelation was still unfolding. And people stayed back there waiting on Brother Brandon to come back. When Brother Brandon come back, we're going to get these seven seals. Brother Brandon come back, the last day you see him, if you ain't going to see him till Revelation 19, by the way, if you miss it. How many people are going to see Brother Brandon is those that's in 1 Thessalonians 4:16? Right. Hallelujah, when the dead of Christ rise first. Amen. Not only Brother Brandon you're going to see every loved one. All your loved ones is going to come to you first. Amen. Hallelujah, we with your life remain. We're going to be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Amen. We done heard it over and over. But all we had to give some things time to catch up. Right. The time to catch up. Now what had to catch up? All these followers have been following this method for years. There had to come a time that falling away had to happen. And we thought it was going to be people go by. No, it ain't that. They don't lead the message. They don't, they identify or they say, well, I believe it, but I don't believe the brother did this. I don't believe all that stuff about the cloud and all the other things that go on there. What it is? They looking at the wrong thing. My call is from the inside. Your call better be from the inside or you're going to be shaking in this hour. I don't know. I might can't explain it all, but I know one thing. God is real. And you better have the same revelation. You better know that this is a real God. This message is not a book. This message is not a tape. This message is not a preacher. This message is Jesus Christ. Now, say yes to that in the NFL. Hallelujah. And they play the song. He is here. Brother, you know that song? He is here, hallelujah. He's not coming, he's here. I don't know what keep me going. I don't know what keep me holding on. But it's something got a hold of me. I just seem to can't let go of this message. You said, Brother Joe, I didn't hear every negative thing they can say about it. But something got me. You say, well, do you got it? Brother Brandon said, I didn't got it. He said, when he got in his battle, say it had me. Hallelujah. I said, I told one story as I let go. You remember that story? I told this before. There's some boys that was in battle. And they was in battle. They was going to take the land or take whatever, the enemy land, whatever. And they was out there fighting. And all of a sudden, the captain or the colonel realized, we're going to all be slaughtered. He turned around and looked at him and said, run! Run, everybody, run for your life. And everybody turned around and started running. Running us all day again. People's falling. Bullets shooting everywhere. Then all of a sudden a boy was running. And he looked down, he seen a guy saying, help me. Please help me. And the boy stopped. And he looked down at this boy. And he picks him up, he throws him over his shoulder. And he started running. And the colonel looking at this thing. He said, what in the world is this guy doing? He's going to get killed with this boy on his shoulder. And the colonel said, drop that boy. Private, drop that boy. Right. And he kept running. And the colonel looked again. He said, Private, I say drop that boy. And he turned around and the boy was still running. He said, Private, I command you right now in the United States of America to drop that boy, save your life. And that boy stopped. And he looked at that colonel. Tears running down his eyes. He said, Colonel, I can't drop this boy. And the colonel said, why not? He said, this boy I got on my shoulders is my brother. Hold on. Don't drop nobody in this church. You said, Brother Joe, but they fall, they out, they backslide. If they backslide, go back and get them. Don't drop them. We got to see Jesus in this age. We done preached this message too long not to see Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. One more story. Can I tell one more? I'm through. Yes, there's a lady guy running through an airport one time. Him was a little girl there. She was blind. She was selling apples. You want to buy an apple for a nickel. You want to buy an apple for a nickel. And all of a sudden, these men was late to catch their flight. I done been there. I'm sure Brother Dunham, when you fly, you done been to that point. You running with everything you can, Brother Jack. I was trying to make it to that next gate. Hallelujah. They run and they went there and they hit this little girl. They hit a little buggy. She had a little buggy. Apples went all over the airport. And all of a sudden, them other guys, they run. They barely got on the plane. That one guy stopped. He says, I can't do that. He went back. He seen this little girl down there picking up apples. His heart of compassion. He got down. He picked up the cart. He picked up all the apples and put it in the cart. He looked at the little girl and he handed her a $20 bill. And the little girl grabbed it. And tears ran down her eye. She grabbed his tie. She says, sir, are you Jesus Christ? Lord, let this message, let this life come so real that people can say, are you Jesus Christ? I want to see Jesus so real in my life. I'm tired of demons. I'm tired of demons pushing people around. Jesus Christ is still the same as he was yesterday, today, and forever. People, this is real. He is here. God bless you tonight. I'm through. He is here. Sing for me.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
Going to leave this child tonight.
Hubbard had to leave the service tonight, been sick. We want to pray for her right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you'd move for little Cherish. Lord, you see getting sick, having to leave the service. May the presence of God, I pray, be with her now, Lord. Dear God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that we've heard our name called. We're so grateful, Lord, that something is pulled to us beyond mortality, beyond time. It's the eternal attribute of God. Thank you for your word, Lord. May your blessings be on our hearts, our lives. May we be able to obey your truth, dear God, I pray. And the saints said,
amen.
You love him with all your heart.
Amen.
Appreciate the word tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I heard Brother Bram say today in the visible union, and also Works as Faith Express, which is the next sermon after that. He said, when you go to reading the church age book, it'll be a little bit confusing to some of you. He said, because there's two books. And he said, the Baptists believe that there is two books, and in one sense there is. He said, but actually, one says your name can come off, and the other one says your name can't come off. And he said, both of them are you. One of them is your mortal life, your first marriage. And the one whose name cannot come off, that's the real you. Praise God. That's your name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When the Savior calls, I will answer. For me, I will hear. When my Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere. God bless you, saints. Go in the fear of God. See you this weekend. For my name. Somewhere, listening, I'll be somewhere.